The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind. And by the way, Todd Mitchell's not being antisocial today. There's just a little technical glitch in our audio connection to the mothership of 550 K-Fire. Todd is, we obviously had a busy program with callers and also our debate on measure number 4. And we have a busy hour this hour as well. But I just want to let you know, Todd is alive and well and doing what he usually does, pushing all the right buttons in Bismarck. You just can't hear him today. So anyway, he's there. We're here. And we're glad you're where you're at. Locked in on that radio, whether it be on 550 K-Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains, 910 KCJB in Minot, either one of our flag family stations, AM 1100 The Flag, that covers western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota, and KTGO in Tioga, right there in the oil capital of North Dakota, where it all began, ladies and gentlemen. The radio station that services communities like Watford City, where we are today, at First International Bank and Trust, and Stanley and Ray, and of course, Williston, and our hometown team in Tioga there as well, and KLTC 1460 in Dickinson. Coming up on the program this hour, we're going to chat with Kathy Nesset, who is the president of Nesset Consulting Services. They provided wellsite, geologic, and geosteering and engineering expertise to the oil industry since 1980. Their clients are essentially all the major players in the Bakken, but Kathy is a member of the Executive Board of Directors of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, along with a number of things, American Association of Petroleum Geologists, and is also a member of the North Dakota Board of Higher Education, and doing some great work there in bringing business common sense to the governance of the higher education system in North Dakota. She's a great great citizen. She will be making a presentation tonight for the First International Bank and Trust Mineral and Land Services, a seminar tonight that will take place in Watford City about 6 o'clock. They're doing a dinner, and then the program at 6:30 at Outlaw's Bar and Grill, the Prairie Rose Suite here in Watford City, entitled Balancing Oil and Gas Development and Protecting the Environment. Kathy's going to join us for a preview of that presentation in just a moment. We also, at the bottom of the hour, are going to talk with an education leader about how Measure 5 would put birds in front of kids. And so we're going to talk a little bit about true conservationists and our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau that help bring you What's on Your Mind every single day, and especially on Tuesdays, are very helpful in getting us guests to talk about Measure 5, and we have one of those coming up a little later on in the program. And some other folks wanted to talk about gas prices and pipelines and gas availability and shortages in Jamestown. One call we had earlier. We also have a couple of great debates on our Facebook page going right now, including should a veteran get evicted for having a service dog? That's happening here, East Grand Forks, Minnesota. Cannot even believe it. Find out more about that story online. I also have a story. It's actually a video up on my Facebook page, and Todd has shared it as well on the K-Fire page, of a two-minute traffic jam that I was in last night in Watford City at 8 o'clock. It's 2 minutes, slice of life, Watford City. Watch it, check it out, and ask yourself if you could live like this. It's absolutely ridiculous in my mind. And I get that road construction is a necessary disruption to what's happening in North Dakota, but we have to figure out a way to do this better. And I want you to walk a mile in the shoes of folks in the oil patch and ask if you'd do that in Fargo or Bismarck, Grand Forks, or Minot. Check all those debates out there. Right now, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Kathy Nesset from Nesset Consulting Services. Kathy, nice to have you back. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you, Scott. Good morning.
So I'm looking forward to hearing your presentation. Many folks have had the benefit at various events surrounding the North Dakota Petroleum Council events for the Bakken Basics. But tonight, for the benefit of the First International Bank and Trust Mineral and Land Services Division, you're going to give us an update and talk about some of the things that are new. Give us a little sneak peek of tonight's presentation.
Well, thanks, Scott. Yes, I will give you a sneak peek. Basically, what I want to go is, the education of what is happening here in western North Dakota, and specifically the technical side of this oil and gas exploration. The 3 points, the geology, why North Dakota is so special, horizontal drilling, how it happens, and the fracture stimulation or the fracking. And if we have the facts out there, then people can much better deal with how and understand how we can safely, efficiently, and effectively extract this oil and gas.
And there's things changing literally every day in the way of new technology. So if somebody says, well, I think I know what's going on, really, do they know? Do they know what you and your customers know in the way of the latest and greatest? Bring us inside some of those new technologies, Kathy.
You know, that's such a good point, Scott. And I say that, first off, I'm going to say I think North Dakota residents are so good about getting out and learning these things. I've spoken with so many people. You do the same thing with educating people. And, I thank you for your time and goodwill in visiting and getting out and talking with people and getting the word out there. But it is, you're right, this is an ongoing thing. And what we did yesterday has changed. It's constantly evolving. What are the technologies? You know, what are some of the new things that are going on? Companies keep reinventing this until we can get that percent of oil recovered out of the rock higher than the present approximate 7% of the oil in place. Until we can get that number up there, companies are trying to do things such as add additional well bores, stack additional well bores, different configurations of the underground placement of laterals. These are things that companies are very, very creative with. The North Dakota Industrial Commission is very good about regulating and making sure that oil companies do this in a proper manner. So there's lots of things that keep evolving and changing that are different from yesterday or 3 months ago.
You know, protecting the environment is something that, Kathy, you're a farmer, right? I mean, you're a good example of a farmer first, and spent a lot of time on the farm and making a living that way when things were a little tough in the oil industry after the 80s bust. So you're every bit as much a conservationist as some of the folks who claim to be the experts on protecting the environment. But nonetheless, there's a robust debate about fracking and about oil and gas production, and in my view, just a disdain for fossil fuels that then leads to sort of making arguments that aren't factual. What tonight will you do in talking about all this new technology and all these new things that are helping to ensure the environment is protected while all of this oil and gas development and 1 million-plus barrels a day come out of the ground?
I think the most important things are understand the geology of North Dakota and how special this is. North Dakota is a beautiful state. As you say, I am a farmer. I came here to North Dakota with oil. I learned farming. I've lived here since Tioga since 1980. I'm on a farm. I have a drilling rig 1,100 feet away from my front door that the Hess Corporation is drilling, a dual lateral well bore, and I am absolutely assured that everything will be done to keep my water well, my private drinking water well, safe right there in Williams County, North Dakota. I know that. I live it. I also I want to share some information, though, with companies and how do we environmentally protect this. And I think if people understand the schematics of the downhole configuration of pipes and casings and the methods, and that's what I'll go into with showing how we can safely and environmentally safely extract the energy, the oil and gas, and protect our beautiful North Dakota.
Absolutely. Kathy Nesset, our guest from Nesset Consulting Services, she'll speak tonight in Watford City for the First International Bank and Trust Mineral and Land Services Seminar. And by the way, you should RSVP for that if you'd like to do that. You call Mark Clemens at 842-7384. That's 842-7384, or directly to customer care here at First International Bank and Trust at 701-842-2381. Again, the dinner and then the program about 6:30. Tonight at Outlaws Bar and Grill, the Prairie Rose Suite in Watford City at First International Bank and Trust, balancing oil and gas development and protecting the environment. By the way, Kathy will join us later on Energy Matters to talk a little bit about more of this story as well this afternoon, 3 until 5, which will come to you live and direct from the beautiful new headquarters of Nesset Consulting Services in Tioga. Anything else you want to share about tonight's presentation or things you'll be talking about or questions, you welcome, Kathy?
I welcome all questions, and I'm just so glad that we can have the opportunity to do this. And keep in mind, Scott, all energy methods are embraced by the oil industry. As we continue to, extract our fossil fuels and our, oil and gas, we also want to work, and take these funds and build on other environmentally safe methods of energy for the great state of North Dakota. So it is an all energy, discussion tonight.
Absolutely. And I really, I've seen these. I love the interaction that happened. They're great presentations. I learn something every time I go to one of them. I think the last one was in Dickinson during the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting, and we actually broadcast Kathy's presentation as part of Energy Matters, and I've had so much feedback about that from people who just say, wow, I learned so much of those things, and also the Q&A that happens after is really a neat deal, because I think the one thing we need to realize is this is five generations ahead of us. We're getting, what, 5%, Kathy, of the gas out of the rock now at today's technology. So this is here for the long haul, literally five generations, right?
Absolutely. And I just think that, you know, North Dakotans are pretty savvy about this stuff. They know what's going on, and they take the time to go to these educational seminars, whether it's Cookfests or, you know, general education sessions. And my hat's off. I commend North Dakotans and our out-of-state workers who come and learn and help us extract this energy for the great, you know, for our great nation.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Kathy. Appreciate the time.
You.
Take care. Kathy Nesset, president of Nesset Consulting Services. Again, if you'd like to attend that tonight in Watford City at First International Bank and Trust, give Mark Clemens a call at 842-7384 and RSVP for that dinner. More coming up on What's on Your Mind straight ahead.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
This past year, we have witnessed significant and unprecedented disruptions in rail service that are preventing us from moving our soybeans to market. This issue is of great concern to the North Dakota Soybean Council as we enter the soybean harvest and winter marketing season. To this end, the North Dakota Soybean Council is teaming up with the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association and the Soy Transportation Coalition to identify what we can do to facilitate and expedite solutions to these serious rail delays. Solutions will likely result from a collaborative effort with the railroads, the elevators, the farming community, and key influencers. Be assured that the North Dakota Soybean Council is staying on top of this issue and is focused on bringing alternative solutions to the table. Watch for updates on this topic in the Soybean Grower magazine.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We're back live in the Watford City today. First International Bank of Trust, by the way, tomorrow will be at Williams County Courthouse. And we'll be talking about how voting in North Dakota is easy as pie. I love that campaign they've undertaken.
And plus I love pie, as any listener of this program knows. So when you're talking about, you know, voting, democracy, making a decision, and pie in the same sentence, you had me at hello, right? So anyway, we'll be there tomorrow. I'm going to talk with the Williams County Auditor and looking forward to that conversation on the program as well. And I'm just trying to think what else is going on. A lot of things going on, as a matter of fact. I have a debate on Measure 3 on Thursday, which would abolish the North Dakota Board of Higher Education. Friday, we have a visitor to the state of North Dakota, a fellow by the name of Father Frank Pavone. Father Frank Pavone is part of an organization called Priests for Life, and they go all across the country advocating for pro-life legislation. He spoke at a huge rally on the steps of the state capitol during the last legislative session to thank North Dakota legislators for leading the nation in pro-life legislation. And now a North Dakota school, in this case Shanley High School, is going to be leading the March for Life in Washington, D.C. The March for Life, by the way, is the biggest march on Washington every year. And it happens in January on the anniversary of Roe v. Wade. So Father Pavone is calling, is coming to town to congratulate the kids from Shanley, who, by the way, have welcomed all schools from North Dakota, every Christian school, Catholic school, to join them in Washington, D.C., to literally lead the parade of the marchers. And I don't know if they crack a million, but it's hundreds of thousands of people. It's pretty amazing. So looking forward to that. Tuesday, we're going to be at the Energy and Environmental Research Center in Grand Forks, week from today, and then next Thursday in Jamestown for another of our What's in Your Town Tours, brought to you by Cloverdale Arvig, Marvin Windows Grafton, and the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, and Teddy's residential suites where I stayed last night, right here in Watford City, one of our fine sponsors. All right, what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers? We've got to get to that. Before I do, I want to get to some callers here. Dale in Bismarck is waiting to weigh in, and we had a caller wanting to weigh in on Measure 5, too, so we'll get to all of you here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions. Got a segment to find out what's on your mind. You tell me. Hey, Dale, what's on your mind?
On our crude, it is against the law to send it overseas unless you refine it first. Is that right?
Yes, there's a ban on exporting crude oil right now, and it's a product of the Jimmy Carter era, and it's a dumb law. In my mind, it needs to be repealed, and actually there's an argument. This is from experts now. They tell you if we lift that ban and we export crude, that we will lower gas prices in the United States. It will lower them because it will provide us more refining options to get the gasoline back here. So it's an issue we've spent a little time on. We've crunched the numbers, and we're going to spend some more time on it for sure. So answer your question. Exporting crude right now is illegal. Yep.
Is illegal. And what is our biggest export out of the United States right now?
Which product? That's a good question. I don't know. I have to call the North Dakota Trade Office and see if they could help us nationally. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Imagine it's ag.
Do that? Some,
I bet it's an ag product.
Give you a call later.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna
next tomorrow. But
I'd love to get an answer for you. I would guess it's an ag product, but I don't know. But you're okay. Asking what commodity do we export more than anything else in the U.S.?
Correct.
Yeah, good question. I don't know. What do you think it is?
I would say it's refined fuel. From what I've been finding out.
And isn't that dumb that we have a ban on crude, but you can't export crude oil, but you can
That's
export
right.
a refined product. Isn't that dumb?
Yes, it is.
It makes no sense to me. And
fact, what I find out from some of the people I know that they claim that they're refining it and putting it, and they have for years the way it sounded, and they put it on big tankers, take it out into international waters, and wait till we need it, and then send it back to us.
It makes no sense. Makes no sense to me whatsoever. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you anymore.
And I don't know that for a fact. It's all hearsay. That's why I would like you to check it out.
We relish that opportunity. Chris will make a note. We'll get somebody from the North Dakota Trade Office on, just because I'd love to find out what we export most in North Dakota. Good opportunity to talk to them, but we'll get the national stats too. Okay, Dale?
That works. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate the call. I had a call earlier from that had a Measure 5 question. They're not there anymore. I got a few minutes if you have other questions here at 800-228-0550. Leave a message by pressing 1 or chat with us live off the air. Measure, if you want to chat with us live on the air. It's Measure. I keep saying Measure because I'm going to talk about Measure 5 in a moment, but it's press 1 to leave a message, not a measure. Press 2 to chat with us live on the air. 24/7 at 855. 800-200-1776. So a question came in about an ad you're seeing on TV featuring a teacher supposedly from Mandan advocating in favor of Measure 5. We did some digging on this because a question came in about it off air yesterday. Evidently, the teacher you're seeing, that individual is not teaching in the Mandan system, happens to be from Mandan, but not, is portrayed as a Mandan teacher. She is not. I don't know where she does teach, if she's a former teacher or whatever. Don't know that. But my favorite thing is she is married to someone that works for Ducks Unlimited, which would reap billions of dollars and is paying millions of dollars to get Measure 5 in. So be aware of these ads. You know, look, I'm in the advertising business. So when you hear an advertisement, that is the fuel for our engine. We don't do what we do on this program, interacting every day, without advertisers. So I never want you to not pay attention to the ads. I just want you to go beyond the ad. If you see an ad, trust but verify. In the case of the Measure 5 ads, it's millions of dollars from Ducks Unlimited, from their founder, from their donors, from them themselves, and all twisting the story. And that's what happens during the silly season. It just does. Shane, we need to get these other callers in here that are rolling in as well, so I need you to grab those. I know we're getting ready for our next conversation, but go ahead and grab those. In the meantime, let's talk about ag, shall we? We got to get our ag minute in here and find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers. And let's do that next from who are we doing that from? Oh, we're doing it from... I know his name, but it's Kirk. Remember, we were trying to get Kirk on earlier? North Dakota Farm Bureau helps us find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers. And Kirk wants to tell us a little bit about, he's actually from Arnegard, the importance of farmers being involved in the community and organizations to ensure agriculture has a voice. It's important. Tell me more, Kirk.
The reason ag producers are involved in a lot of organizations is basically because there are fewer of them compared to people that live in town. People in town are responsible for at most a half an acre of land, or none at all, while the average farmer in North Dakota is responsible for about 1,250 acres. We like as much local control as possible, and with fewer people to choose from in order to have township, county, rural fire, and other organizations, we are asked to serve on and be members of several organizations in order for them to be successful. Without these, agriculture would suffer as well.
Makes sense, Kirk, and I appreciate you sharing part of that story with us today on the North Dakota Farm Bureau. What's on your mind? We do that every Tuesday, and Kirk farms up by Arnegard. Thanks for that. And if you want to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, real easy way to do that, go to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Also want to get a couple of Facebook questions in here. I'm sorry, the phones have been ringing, and we've been wrestling with some technical issues today to get our next guest lined up. So if you're trying to get through and haven't got through, try again. We'll get you in on the other side of the break here before we chat about measure number 5 from an education perspective. I posted that two-minute video to 2 minutes slice of life and complained about my cold pizza last night in Watford City. And Derek says, Scott, we've been dealing with this all summer long. Clearly, there's no respect or concern for the motoring public, citizens, and various oil field service companies that have employees working by the hour. It's sad. It's frustrating. The good news is when it's done, it'll be great. But wow, what a season. Thanks for that, Derek. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The days are getting shorter, but the savings at Max Hardware are growing, especially now during the Max Fall Sale. A DeWalt grinder is just $69.99. Havoline antifreeze is only $6.99 a gallon after mail-in rebate. Pallet racking and wide span shelving are 15% off. And now, Max is your source for Carhartt clothing. The Max Fall Sale, where you find great prices, service, and knowledge for the hard work you do. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Live at downtown Watford City today on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends today at MyPillow.com. As usual, I slept like a baby last night. I'm not sure I should use that analogy, because it wasn't a baby like sleep every 2 hours, but I think that analogy comes from looking at a baby sleeping, which literally brings tears to my eyes every time it happens. There's nothing like that peaceful look of a baby sound asleep. So I think that's where that term comes from, and I know what it's like when I have my pillow even on the road. And MyPillow.com has a great deal for our listeners and our listeners only that is going to end soon, because they're celebrating their selection by the National Sleep Foundation as the official pillow. And they have a two-for-one deal on their original classic pillows. I just ordered up a pillowcase, a travel pillow, a body pillow, because they have a lot of other goodies too. And by the way, there's 50% savings on those things as well. So here's what you do. You go to MyPillow.com or you call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. And MyPillow has been selected as the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. And to celebrate, they have that two-for-one deal. And by the way, 10-year warranty, 69 money-back guarantee, machine washable and dryable like a favorite pair of blue jeans. So, you know, it's a 10-year warranty. This thing's going to last forever, and it's machine washable. Keep it clean, works great. Patented interlocking fill is the secret to this thing. So it adjusts to any sleep position, no matter what. You've never had a pillow like this. Check it out. 27 before the top of the hour. Let's talk about Measure 5 some more, shall we? The North Dakota Farm Bureau has been gracious enough to bring us a couple of folks to talk about this today, and they include some educational leaders. Pete Hannabut, Director of Public Policy for the North Dakota Farm Bureau, is here. Pete, how you doing?
I'm fabulous. Thanks for having us on.
How are we doing, Pete, on Measure 5, do you think? What's your sense of, every day another group comes out against this? You have every ag group against it. You had a huge collection of educational leaders, some of whom we're going to talk to today on the program last week. Legislators against it, cities against it, counties against it. But, the numbers are close, if you believe the polls. What's your sense on how we're at on Measure 5?
Well, my sense is that as we're getting closer and people start really paying more attention, the general public paying more attention, then people are starting to see what this could mean for regular North Dakotans if this passes. And it starts to make people nervous, and the more they look into it, the more they get a little bit jumpy about the long-term ramifications of what Measure 5 would mean for our state. The idea of locking in spending for 25 years and putting that into the Constitution is starting to make people very, very nervous. The more they read about it, the more nervous they get about it. People are trending to our side of it rather than the other side because they're starting to see this for what it is.
And I believe, honestly, that's why the proponents, the supporters, the folks that have gathered the signatures and done the robocalls and got this on the ballot will not and have not come on this program because our listeners asked extraordinarily educated questions. They're pointed, and I think they're hoping to sort of run the clock out on it. They don't want some of these facts to come out, and we've made a point to not punish the opponents of Measure 5 because the proponents won't come on the program. We'll never do that. Otherwise, you can sort of run the clock out and not have any sunshine in anything, and we appreciate the North Dakota Farm Bureau really taking the lead on this. Which is pretty extraordinary. We have a couple of educational leaders with us today on the program. What were you going to say, Pete?
I was just going to say, I think, when you're selling the promise of something, the promise of this and the promise of that, when there is no plan, eventually people start to see through that. And that's when you're selling that promises, those promises without any facts involved or any proof involved that that's what you're going to get when you buy this pig in a poke, that it gets to be a challenge for the other side, and it's hard for them to sell it when people understand all sides of it and the reality of what it will mean.
All right, I think education can safely say they're pro conservation, right? So education K-12, you can find a lot of examples in that in the classroom, the textbook, and everything else. So the educational leaders today, I think, shouldn't be called anti conservation, but they should be called pro education. And we ought not put birds in front of students. That's what five would do. Welcome to the program, two educational leaders. John Martinson represents the School Board Association. I think it's School Board Association. Is that right, John? I don't have my...
That's correct. Yeah.
So you collectively represent every school board in North Dakota with your association. And Amy has an organization that represents kind of multiple associations and has a number of different groups as well that are part of this. So these are two educational leaders and can fairly talk to this. And Amy, I want to make sure I'm pronouncing your last name right. So you say it before I do to make sure I get it just right.
You bet. It's Amy Kopas.
So Amy Kopas, again, represents an educational organization that represents a lot of these different entities. How many members do you represent through your organization?
Our organization represents about 750 educational leaders throughout North Dakota, and that includes our school superintendents, our secondary and elementary principals, our county superintendents, special education directors, vocational educational directors, our school business officials, our ADs, our tech directors, and our REAs. So we've got a pretty broad reach across the state.
So it's the association of the associations, and then you've got the school boards represented with John here as well.
Right.
So John and Amy are speaking for educational leaders. I just wanted to make that point first. Amy, why are you as vehemently opposed to Measure 5 as you obviously are?
You know, I think that there's an important story that needs to be told. You know, I'm a dairy farm kid, and I grew up in a world of conservation. Formally as a principal and superintendent myself, there's nothing better than when I was at the school that at the end of the day you head out and you go fishing and you do all those things. I'm absolutely a proponent of conservation. But here's the kicker, is there is nothing in the world more important than our kids in North Dakota. They are our number one most important resource. And as we walk out of the Education Funding Committee meeting last week, we have our legislators going to bat for our kids, saying that they would like to put additional money in to assure that our kids in North Dakota have the best shot at the best possible opportunity that they can, that they can continue to lead this economic growth into the future. But what essentially this program does, Scott, is this isn't even really about conservation. This is about taking the money off the table for important things in North Dakota. I have no question in my mind that our great governor and our legislative leaders are going to do amazing things as far as putting money into conservation in North Dakota. We know how to do that here. Look at coil reclamation. We know how to conserve in North Dakota, and no question that we'll do it. But what we don't want to do is see the money taken off of the table for our kids and important things in North Dakota so that we cannot fund them. We're already strapped right now with incredible amounts of growth in North Dakota. This is what we asked for, right? This is a good thing. But we're struggling on a yearly basis on how to manage the cost of education with those increasing numbers of students. This really exacerbates that problem, And I can't imagine that any parent or grandparent could look in the eyes of their son or daughter or grandchild and say, you know what, I'm going to take the spoon out of your mouth. It's a scary thing.
Good analogy. John, from the school board's perspective, Measure 5 passes, what happens? What's the impact?
Well, we have concern about two new levels of need in North Dakota due to the growth that we've experienced. One of those levels of need is that we have a teacher shortage in North Dakota in multiple areas, math, English, music, science, special ed, and recently elementary teachers. So we need to find a way to continue to recruit and retain our great teachers in North Dakota, and you do that in part with not only working conditions, but salary. So we need to make sure that salaries go up and salaries maintain their competitive nature with other jobs, because there are fewer people going into education these days. The second need that's going on in our new economy is the need for building instruction in school districts for their schools. The state had appropriated $150 million last session for the biennium, and there was demand for that full amount and more. So now we are expecting the legislature to put some additional funds into that school construction loan program. And when you take $300 million off the table, something's going to suffer. And the job that Amy and I have is to advocate for education.
Makes sense. By the way, any questions or comments are certainly welcome here as well. Of our guests at 800-228-0550, Amy Kopas, who represents an association that is of educational leaders and other associations, and Dr. John Martinson, who represents the School Boards Association in North Dakota today. Pete Hanabit from the North Dakota Farm Bureau as well, who's been a strong voice against Measure 5. Pete, in the Farm Bureau's history, how many times have you advocated shoulder to shoulder with the North Dakota Farmers Union?
Well, there aren't too many times that this diverse a group comes together. It is not just agriculture, but a huge group of just about every person or group who has skin in the game in supporting public measures and being involved in public policy across the state. And so it is a rarity to see this size of a group, but that gives a lot of credibility to show why so many folks think that this is just the wrong way to go for North Dakota.
And Amy, a couple of your members spoke at a press conference I was at last week in Bismarck, thinking specifically the Jamestown superintendent and a Wahpeton principal, both made the point of saying that education is not anti-conservation, and that you don't want to get painted into that corner. Talk a little bit about the argument that this is anti-conservation or wildlife or birds or parks or anything else that are on that ballot question on Measure 5.
You know, absolutely. In education, we focus our efforts on working with our local communities to get our kids out there and teach them about the types of things that preserve our land. We have students that are out there studying our rivers. There's students that are out there studying everything about us. We're focused on conservation as a state. We teach that to our children. We're supportive of any plans that our legislators come forth with regard to smart conservation in our state. The challenge for us is that this just isn't the smart conservation that we were talking about. You know, in education, one of the things that's really important to us is transparency of dollars. We have a lot of money that comes in education, no question about it. Our legislature and our state has done a great job with our kids, and they ask for results. They want to know how we spend our money. They want to know how it's doing for our kids, and they want to know it's making a difference. I'm very challenged by the fact that there's no transparency required of this group, no budgetary plan. You know, we hear a lot of talk about what they're going to put their money into, but I'm concerned about another piece of it, Scott. When you take about $300 million per biennium and a requirement to spend 75% of that, we know money is going to be put into land purchases. What does this do to our new and up-and-coming farmers in North Dakota? How are they ever going to compete? Additionally, that takes that money off the tax rolls for our local communities, providing even more challenges to our local districts to generate the funds to educate their kids. So we believe in smart conservation, not necessarily unwise choices.
And by the way, there's not an active teacher out there that supports this. The Measure 5 ad is a fraud right now, with a teacher that hasn't taught for 2 years, who's not from Mandan, whose husband works for Ducks Unlimited, claiming to be for it. So beware. Thank you all. Very informative session. Appreciate it very much. Our guest on Measure Number 5.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind?
800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Meg is on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night. It's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Hunting for me is getting away from everything. I enjoy hunting with my son more than anything. Someday he'll have memories like I have of hunting with my dad. There's just no better feeling when a customer says, you know, that gun you sold me last year worked perfect. That is, to me, what it's all about. I'm Leon Streifel, and I'm one of the hunting experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Back on Energy Matters. That's later today. If Todd is here, he'd give me a bad time. He is here. He's just you can't hear him today. Anyway, we're in Watford City, First International Bank and Trust, and First International Bank and Trust cordially invites you to attend a mineral and land services seminar tonight.
here at the First International Bank and Trust Mothership in Watford City. I mean, they're everywhere. I was actually at their location in Williston yesterday. Had a great lunch at Outlaws, right next door to the Williston First International Bank and Trust location. But this was the first Outlaws, the first, just beautiful facility in Watford City. Tonight, Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Services will be making a presentation on balancing oil and gas development and protecting the environment. And that'll take place 5:30 to 6:30, the dinner, the program at 6:30. If you'd like to join tonight, just to RSVP to Mark Clemens here at First International Bank and Trust. It's 701-842-2381. Or go online to First INTL, short for International, firstinternationalbank.com. They're on Facebook as well, and you'll find out all the details about that tonight. Should be a lot of fun. What's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, you ask? Well, Kirk from Arnegard wants to talk about how important it is for you as a farmer and a rancher to engage. And the North Dakota Farm Bureau helps us find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers. And Kirk, tell us a little bit more about why you do what you do.
The reason ag producers are involved in a lot of organizations is basically because there are fewer of them compared to people that live in town. People in town are responsible for at most a half an acre of land or none at all, while the average farmer in North Dakota is responsible for about 1,250 acres. We like as much local control as possible, and with fewer people to choose from in order to have township, county, rural fire, and other organizations, we are asked to serve on and be members of several organizations in order for them to be successful. Without these, agriculture would suffer as well.
Get involved. Bottom line. Thanks, Kirk. Appreciate that. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers and about all the great benefits, discounts and trips to New York City and a lot of other places. I think they're going to Italy early next year as well. I'm going to get through New York and then I'm going to Italy, but check it out at nbfb.org, and under membership benefits, you'll find there, you also find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers. nbfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. All right, last chance to tell me what's on your mind today, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or 24-7 at 855-200-1776. Press 1 to leave a message. Press 2 to tell me live on the air. Dave and Dickinson called earlier. What's on Dave's mind? Let's find out.
Yeah, this is Dave, south of Dickinson. If Measure 4 passes, would that automatically kill Measure 5, even if Measure 5 did pass? Thank you. Have a great day.
That's a great question. I don't imagine you can do it retroactively, but it'd be happening on the same ballot, right? I think it's too late because Measure 5 is doing the Constitution. What Measure 5 would do is that in the future, it would prohibit the approval for circulation of any petition to initiate a constitutional amendment that would make a direct appropriation of public funds. And I thought Senator David Hogue explained this very well. They're not trying to limit the citizens' ability to do things. That's a treasured right. Okay? What they're trying to do is say, in a very narrow sense, let's not let future Measure 5s happen, but because it's about the approval of circulations, I don't think it fixes Measure 5 this time. So all the more reason to vote no on Measure number 5, for sure. Sven, who am I hearing in the background there? Is somebody else on the line waiting to chat? Oh, Todd's back. Are we actually get to talk to Todd? Oh, this is priceless.
You throw me off the show?
I can't go a whole day without Todd, for crying out loud, but it sounds like you're calling from a soup can connected to a cord up to me here in Watford City.
That's exactly what we're using.
A couple of cans.
Not only that, but one is Campbell's and the other is Progresso. They're not even matching cans.
You know why Todd's here? He loves High Plains Apache so much, he didn't want me to let the show go without telling you about our friends at High Plains Apache. That's why you're on the line, isn't it, Todd?
That's exactly right.
Did you want me to tell them about the ET Egg Center and 50,000 of the most popular name brand items in the application industry? Not just
Absolutely.
Apache.
Tell them all about it.
Okay, not just Apache parts, but other parts as well. Or maybe you want me to tell them about the used sprayers they have, not just Apache, but others as well. Bottom line, all things sprayers, and the best sprayer out there, High Plains, with that light footprint, that rugged warranty, they're the best of the best. If you can't go see the crew in Mandan right across from Bonanza, or in Frontier, which is just south of Fargo, go online to highplainsapache.com and tell them Scott and Todd told you to call.
Easy for you,
John, Yeah, I can't say anything right today. John and Minot listening on KCJB, last caller of the day. Unless we have time for Karen, we're going to hurry up here. John, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Okay, I got a call the other day from in regards to measure number 5, and she was encouraging me to vote yes. I said, the call sounded like it was quite a ways away, so I said, are you from North Dakota? She said, yes. I said, what city? She says, well, I can't divulge that information, and she hung up on me. And
she hung up. Isn't that neighborly?
I looked at the prefix, and we got done calling, and it was a Massachusetts number. So, I mean, what are you sticking your nose in our business up here for?
Yeah, I would just tell every North Dakota, if you like how things are done in Massachusetts, vote yes on Measure 5. If you like things the way they are here, don't vote no on Measure 5. And did you hear that caller that we had? Scott Bachmeyer actually recorded a conversation with somebody from calling from the same organization. Did you ever hear that, John?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
Hilarious. So obviously they've amended the script now to lie and say they're calling from North Dakota when they're not. Incredible. If you haven't heard that yet, Rob Port of the Sanding Blog had it up. We'll put it up on our Facebook page, too. Thanks, John. Karen, sorry, call tomorrow about Williston. Karen from Fargo was calling about Williston. How about that? God bless you, one and all. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. Bye-bye.
Do you want to drive the safest car you possibly can on the road? I'm in the Bakken a lot. I'll tell you what, it is a challenge. You need to be an attentive, defensive driver. When I drive one of those Mercedes-Benz from Valley Imports, a GL or an ML, I feel as safe as I've ever felt driving in the Bakken. I want you to drive one, too, and find out why. And you know what? Free delivery. They'll bring it to you. You can't beat a deal like that. You'll get the best price 24-7. You'll get 2 years of free maintenance on me. You just got to mention Scott. There's 24-7 roadside service. And if you go to valleyimports.com, don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you, give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this. Valleyimports.com, your Mercedes-Benz dealer, if you're within the sound of my voice. Do not buy your Mercedes-Benz anywhere else. The service after the sale, the attention to detail that comes from the pros at Valley Imports cannot be beat. Plus, we're giving you 2 years of free maintenance when you mention this radio program. ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.